Arizona forced the three, 12 seconds. Now they're going to have to take a three. Veronic right wing, 8 seconds. Stops, gets a little room, throws the three up and in. And Connor Veronic hits his fourth three. He's got 28. And we are tied for the first time all night.
It's a state tournament atmosphere tonight as two of the area's premier programs clash. All four teams are rated and both boys' squads enter tonight undefeated. It's the Whippets and the Blue Jays coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Ravenna with Classic Hits sports director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Ravenna High School. It is time now for High School Hoops, and we've got a great doubleheader for you tonight on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com as the Minden Whippets travel to Ravenna to take on the Blue Jays, along with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns for tonight's High School doubleheader, and you're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Already a very good crowd on hand. We anticipate a full gymnasium for the boys' game. The girls' teams are both undefeated on the season, ranked on the season. The boys' teams are undefeated on the season. Ravenna girls 9-2, Minden 10-1. Their only loss to top-ranked Boone Central, while the Ravenna boys are 10-0, and Minden's boys are a perfect 9-0 on the season. We're looking for some real good basketball action tonight, and we're glad you're along with us for tonight's High School Hoops. It starts another busy week Thursday night. Here on Classic Hits, Elm Creek plays Axtell, and on ESPN 1460, St. Paul is at Kearney Catholic. Friday night here on Classic Hits, Pleasanton will be at Amherst in an FKC doubleheader. Good rivalry game there as well. So big one tonight, big stretch of the season really for both of these basketball teams. Ravenna's hitting the meat of their schedule. They have had a somewhat easy time, especially on the boys' side. The girls obviously have been tested. Their losses are to Kearney Catholic and to Centura in their holiday tournament, while, as we said, for Minden, their loss came to Boone Central, and Boone Central shot all the way up to number one after that victory. We'll take a break here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Come back, look at the starting lineups, and get you ready for tonight's doubleheader between the Whippets and Blue Jays right after this.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. Doctors Connolly and Owen have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community, one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Let's take a look now at the starting lineups for tonight's high school basketball game, brought to you as always by our friends at Five Points Bank, the better bank. Five Points Bank is proud of its long history of being the local community bank to count on in our area. With growth in deposits and loans in the past 20 years, unparalleled in the Tri-City area, we've also concentrated on being a profitable and secure place for our customers. Growth, profitability, and providing the best in customer service goals they strive for and achieve, making Five Points Bank your safe, secure banking choice. First off, for the visiting Whippets of Minden High School, number 22 is a 5'7" sophomore, Brooke Kissinger. Number 25 is a 5'9" senior, Hallie Bauer. Number 31 is a 5'4" senior, Emily Nelson. Number 40 is a 5'9" sophomore, Jamie Kissinger. And number 51 is a 6-foot senior, Bailey Peterson. The head coach of the Minden Whippets is Rick Cremosta, assisted by Don Miller and Greg Satorius. As we said, they come in with a record of 10-1 on the season. And depending on which poll you look at, the Omaha World Herald has not done their new rankings this week. The Lincoln Journal Star did update their rankings today on the girls' side of things. And for the Minden girls, they are ranked number 2 right behind Boone Central in Class C1. Now for the Ravenna Lady Jays, they will start with number 2, a 5'2 sophomore, Kaylin Bassnett. Number 12 is a 5'5 senior, Alisa Pekka. Number 21, 5'6 senior, is Gracie McDowell. Number 34, 5'7 senior, is J.C. Zorb. And number 42 is a 5'5 senior, Carissa Finke. The head coach of the Ravenna Lady Jays is Jeff Dober, assisted by Noah Malsby and Dale Zorb. They come in with a record of 9-2 on the season, ranked 10th in Class C2. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank, your lifestyle. Your bank and your solution is Five Points Bank, taking care of customers one at a time. Five Points Bank, the better bank. And we'll be back with more on the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this timeout.
Nesco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, serving you and your sporting needs for years, and they'll continue to do that as we head into 2012. Don't forget right now that every item in the store, 15% off the mark price. Regular price, take 15% off. 25% off already, still take another 15% off. Maybe you've still got a late Christmas, they'll have something for everyone on your list. Nesco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, wishing you a very happy new year.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
And welcome back to Ravenna Gymnasium. We want to thank all the fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you exciting high school basketball action. And to Paul Anderson, the athletic director here at Ravenna, and all the folks here for their hospitality. You take a look at some of the stats coming into tonight's basketball game. You've got some very good basketball teams. But for Ravenna, they are still down without their starting point guard, or one of their starting guards, Maggie Matenka. She broke her foot in the holiday tournament and was going to be out at least a month. So maybe they'll have her back in time for the conference tournament. But that is still up in the air. The leading scorer on this ball club is Carissa Finke. She gets 14 points a game. Alisa Pekka gets you 11.5, but you look at the three-point shooting tonight, and that is going to be a key in this basketball game. Both teams love to shoot the three and put on the pressure. We'll take a timeout. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
Fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more. Visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbooking section with supplies in a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures, downtown Ravenna. Petals and Pictures is a very proud sponsor of all the hard work and dedication of the area athletes year after year. They work hard for the good of the team. Great job from Petals and Pictures in Ravenna.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
A great atmosphere here for you. Another score to pass along at the end of one. Boone Central leading Hastings St. Cecilia by a score of 16-6 in girls basketball action tonight. So we'll keep you up to date on that. Also on PlatteRiverPreps.com and 1230 AM KHAS. The traveling purple for the Minden Whippets, the home white and blue trim for Ravenna, the Wells family, Joe Wells and group is on hand here tonight, and we're glad to have you along with us as we start out with man-to-man defense here as the opening tip is won by the visitors from Minden. You know it's a big game when they pull the stands out on the end, and the first pass is going to go inside for a turnaround jumper by Hallie Bauer, and she will put it up and in, and Minden leads it by a score of 2-0. Man-to-man, put a little trap out of the backcourt and into the front court. Finke with a crossover, gets a seam to the hole, lays it up and in. And Ravenna answers right back. So each team off to a good start, scoring on their opening possession, 2-2, 30 seconds into the game. Kaylin Bassnett covering the point guard this time. Brooke Kissinger gets it inside. Bauer drives again, shot no good. Rebound brought down by Bailey Peterson. Her putback no good. Finke comes out of there with a basketball. She's trapped, so she'll kick it back to the trailer. Bassnett reverse it into the left-hand corner. Another Pekka. She's probably the top three-point shooter on this team, so you know Minden will have a hand in their face. The height advantage definitely goes to Minden. And the last time we saw Ravenna, in most of their games, they have a disadvantage in the height. But Centura really shut them down with a couple of 5'11", 6-foot kids, and Minden has got two or three of them. Bassnett for three. It's good. Jalen Bassnett hits the three, and Ravenna will take the lead by a score of 5-2. Really believe three-pointers will have a chance to determine the game. If Ravenna can even get many off tonight, again, I'll go back to Centura. They did not let them shoot the ball much. As they try to get it inside, Minden has the ball deflected. It's loose. We're going to get a tie-up. The arrow points the way of Ravenna, and we'll have our game's first turnover. 6:26 to go here in quarter number one. 5-2, Ravenna with the lead. Ravenna will run a lot of girls in and out. Minden will sub, but maybe not with the same frequency. We'll have to see what Coach Cremosta wants to do. You got Kaylin Bassnett in there. She picked her dribble up in the backcourt. She needs some help. Some hands on her. They'll give it off to Zorb, and Zorb will bring it across the timeline. Bassnett getting the start here the last few games with Mateka out with a broken foot. Playing strong around the perimeter here. Zorb's going to drive the baseline on Peterson. Got inside. Kicks it through the bottom of the lane there to Bassnett. Can't get a shot away. Kaylin picks her dribble up. Gets tied up. Jump ball. Emily Nelson forces the Ravenna turnover. And that's one of the things you're going to see from the younger sophomore, Mateka. You lose a senior. Bassnett gets tied up, and each team turns it over on a jump ball situation. 2 minutes into our girls' game, and it is 5-2 in favor of Ravenna. They've hit a couple of early shots here as Bauer tries to post up down low. Instead, they'll go up top to Jamie Kissinger. First three of the game for Minden is no good. Rebound brought down by Cassie Shermer, who just checked into the ball game with Sydney Kuchera at that last horn. And now the ball's going to be deflected. Shermer gets it back, gets it to Pekka. Right-hand corner, Zorb, 14-footer over everything. Fight for the loose ball, and it'll be Ravenna to come out of there with it. Also into the ball game is Liz Dinah. She got the rebound. And we've got a foul away from the basketball here. Looks like they're going to call maybe Zorb for the push-off. Let's see where it's on. Or Kuchera, the freshman, and they're going to put it on Sydney Kuchera. First foul of the game. 5-2 Ravenna, 5:27 to go here in the first quarter on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Up the floor with it. Here comes number 22, Brooke Kissinger. Brooke and Jamie, the twin sisters. She'll kick the three on the left side. It is no good. Fight for the rebound. They're going to call an over-the-back foul here. Kuchera gets the rebound, and over the back will be Bailey Peterson. That'll be the first foul on Minden. So it will be Ravenna to take the ball out of the backcourt with Minden putting on full court pressure here. Zorb will get it into Shermer. And right now, Ravenna, the short team, has to find a way to handle the ball but make some good passes because they're going to trap them, and they do. And Zorb takes the outlet pass, now brings it across the timeline, stops on the right elbow, and kicks it back to Shermer. Dribbles with the left hand over the left wing and gives it off to Dinas. Back up top to Zorb. Good defense here by the Whippets. They can sag a little bit with that height. Pekka's open for three and hits it. Oh, Lisa Pekka hits the three, and Ravenna is 2-for-2 early on from downtown. 8-2, Jays, 4:45 to go here in the first quarter as Kissinger brings it into the front court. Trying to lose Dinas, might have got called for a carry. They let it go, makes a nice pass underneath, and Peterson lays it up and in. 8-4 as Peterson was wide open underneath. And Minden, so far, even though they've taken a couple of threes, they are looking to Bauer, and they are looking to Peterson down low. As the ball is knocked away, there's a scrum for it. Pekka has it yanked away by Jamie Kissinger, and here come the Whippets. Up the floor, Nelson tries to force it into the double team. It's knocked out of there in the lane for 3 seconds, I think, is going to be the call here by Joe Wells. It is a Minden turnover. And back into the ball game, Finke and Bassnett and McDowell for Ravenna. Staying in the game will be Kuchera and Shermer. 4:12 to go, first quarter, and it's an 8-4 Ravenna lead as Bassnett tries to get out of that trap at midcourt, backs up about 10 feet, and now a reach-in foul as Finke gets the pass across the timeline. And the reach-in foul will be on Emily Nelson, her first and the team's second. Checking in for Minden will be Allison Hollinger, a 5'7 senior. Again, there's not one player on the Ravenna team that is taller than 5'7 in the starting lineup, and two players that are on the bench that are 5'8, the tallest players on this Blue Jay squad. And that's a 15 girls suited up. Midway through the first quarter, though, they've hit a couple of threes, and they're up 8-4. Finke with the left side of the key. Holds the ball there against the man-to-man, and Jamie Kissinger on her. Top of the circle, Bassnett, back over to McDowell, to Shermer. You don't have Pekka in there who can shoot the ball, but you do have Finke. They get it in the paint to Kuchera. Her shot partially deflected. It goes off the heel, no good. Rebound comes down to Bauer. Bauer pushes up the floor. Kissinger catch, shoot the three. It's short, no good. Rebound comes right back to her, and she'll put it up and in. Jamie Kissinger was way off balance when she shot that three, but followed the shot and got the put back. Back-to-back buckets here for Minden. They've cut the lead to two. 8-6 Ravenna. 3:20 to go here in the first quarter. This will be the only meeting of the year between the teams. As we said, Minden's a C1 school. Ravenna is a C2 school. The girls played last year, but the boys did not because of the snowstorms. Kuchera in the paint finds room, and her shot from four rolls around the rim and won't go. Rebound brought down by Jamie Kissinger. Kissinger up the floor, has her pass taken away by McDowell. McDowell to Finke, one-on-one, left-handed layup, too strong. And the ball bangs out to Kissinger, so an opportunity miss for Ravenna. Jamie into the front court, dribbles right side of the lane, kicks it into the wing. 18-footer on the way, no good by Hollinger, and nobody can grab the loose ball. It goes out of bounds to Ravenna. 2:45 to go in the first quarter, and it is 8-6 in favor of the Ravenna Lady Jays. Minden got the first bucket. Ravenna rolled off 8 in a row and has been able to hold on to the lead right now. On the dead ball, a couple of switches here, and we're ready to get back to action. As Bassnett, they try to trap her in the backcourt. She needs some help right now. There's nobody helping her. Gets it to McDowell, still in the backcourt, and Coach Jeff Thorber says, let's call a timeout. Timeout on the floor with 2:34 to go in the first quarter of play in this top 10 girls battle. It's Ravenna 8 and Minden 6 on Classic Hits.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Well, Ravenna getting off to a good enough start to maybe get rid of some of the jitters here against the favored Minden team. But Ravenna on their home court, and they've got the ball. Peck is back in over to McDowell. It's 8-6 Ravenna, 2.5 to go here in quarter number one. Dinas off the pick. She'll go to Zorba, the left wing. Comes into the paint but doesn't look to shoot with Sydney Stadler in. Now Pekka drives. Couldn't get it up to the rim. Ball falls short. Jamie Kissinger with her fourth rebound here of the first quarter, and the outlet pass cannot be handled underneath. And Minden has also turned it over four times here in the first quarter of play. On the floor now, as Finke checks in, is the original starting five for the Ravenna Lady Jays. And for Minden, the only non-starter in there is Sydney Stadler. Against the pressure, Ravenna throws it away. The steal is made by Brooke Kissinger. Third Ravenna turnover. And Kissinger didn't have numbers. She'll back it out. Good crossover dribble. Now gets by Finke. Into the paint. Little runner with the left hand. Hits the heel. No good. Rebound brought down by Zorb. Zorb up ahead to Finke. Kicks it back into the left-hand corner. And a walk will be called on Pekka. Minden fans wanted a walk back at half court. And they were able to get it when they get into the front court. And each team now with four turnovers here in the first quarter. Still 8-6 Ravenna. A minute 50 to go in quarter number one. Brooke Kissinger brings it up on Bassnett. Swings it to Allison Hollinger on the right wing. Skip pass to Jamie Kissinger. The pass deflected and stolen away by Finke. Finke brings it across the timeline, but Minden's back defensively. Skip pass right side, Bassnett. Up top, holding the ball will be Pekka. She is guarded by Hallie Bauer, and that means Hallie, very good defender, maybe on the best shooter for Ravenna. Into the corner, Zorb. Zorb brings it in. Traffic, left hand, off the square, no good. Rebound brought down by Sydney Stadler. Outlet pass was flicked away, but Minden still picks it up. Into the front court, Kissinger, room on the baseline, decides to pass it to the left baseline. The shot by Hollinger, no good. And the rebound brought down by Kaylin Bassnett. That shot was by Bauer. Bassnett brings it up the floor. Transition to Finke. Up and in and draws a foul. Carissa Finke with her second bucket. And that breaks a long scoring drought here for Ravenna of nearly 3.5 minutes. And the foul will be called on Brooke Kissinger. Her first and the team's third. Our first free throw of the night. Ravenna leading it 10-6 with a minute and 1 second to go here in quarter number one. So that'll slow the pace momentarily. Back in is Emily Nelson, and Jamie Kissinger will get a breather. Finke's free throw is good. And she's got 5 in the first quarter, and it's 11-6. Ravenna with the lead. Minden will walk the ball up the floor here with Brooke Kissinger. On the right side, Finke on her. Again, crossover behind the back, can handle the ball very well for a 5'7 sophomore. Now a backup three, and she'll hit it. First three of the game for Minden. And Brooke Kissinger will cut it back to a two-point game. 11-9, Ravenna, 40 seconds to go, and the ball is lost by Shermer. And then she reaches in and commits the foul as Nelson made the steal. First foul on Shermer, just the second foul of the game on the Ravenna Lady Jays, and Minden will have it at midcourt with a chance to tie or take the lead here with 39 seconds to go in the first quarter. They'll drop it to the backcourt to Brooke Kissinger. Ravenna will sag on her enough that there's no pressure. She brings it to the top of the circle and gives it to Nelson. And now she walks with the basketball. Wanted to get it to Bauer. Bauer was a little late getting up to the top of the circle to receive the pass. And Minden gives it up. So Ravenna gets it back now, and we've got 30 seconds to go in the quarter. 11-9 Jays. Zorb overthrows Finke. And now we're having a little giveaway fest right now as Bauer picks up the loose ball, brings it up the front of the court, didn't take the open jumper, kicks it back out for a long three. Kissinger buries it. Back-to-back threes for Brooke Kissinger, and Minden regains the lead at 12-11 with 12 seconds to go in the quarter, and Shermer falls down to the backcourt, maintains possession, got it to Kuchera. Now it's a three-on-two. Pekka, good ball fake to get around the defender, drives and draws the foul with 2 seconds to go. And Elisa Pekka, good heads-up play there for the Lady Jays. She'll go to the line and shoot two. Shermer didn't panic when her feet gave out right underneath the Minden hoop. The foul on Sydney Stadler, her first. And with 2 seconds to go in the quarter, a chance for Ravenna to get the lead back, but Pekka's first free throw is no good. 2.2 to go. So Ravenna, one more free throw, and then if she makes it, Minden might get a shot away. Second free throw is on the way, and that's good. Pekka ties it. Minden gets it in, and they will not get a shot away, and that is the end of the first quarter of play. We're all knotted up. Minden 12, Ravenna 12. You're listening to Top 10 Basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Find an Aurora Co-op location near you for all you need to keep your everyday life running. Aurora Co-op is the place to stop. With pay at the pump, you can fill up when you need to 24/7. We appreciate all the athletes and coaches for your hard work in and out of the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go with it.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
We're ready for the second quarter of play here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Minden, Ravenna, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. The Ravenna Lady Jays will get to inbound the ball here to start the second quarter, tied at 12 with C1 second-ranked Minden. 6 turnovers for each team in the first quarter. Rebound, 7 for Minden, 6 for Ravenna. Finke open for the 3. Left side of the key. Hits the front of the rim and goes in. And Minden is 3 for, or excuse me, Ravenna is 3 for 3 from beyond the arc. And it makes it 15-12. 2 for 5 for Minden beyond the arc. Brooke Kissinger hit back-to-back threes in the last minute of the first quarter. Now Jamie Kissinger, good ball fake. Left baseline, puts the 10-footer up and in. Her second bucket, 15-14. Brooke has 6. Jamie has 4 for Ravenna. 8 for Carissa Finke. And in the backcourt, a turnover for the Lady Jays. Have to handle the Minden pressure, and it's going to be kind of a 50-50 deal. They just don't want to have too many turnovers. They were able to hit some threes, though, and that's what's kept them not only in the game, but given them the lead. Back over to the left side, it's Bailey Peterson with the basketball. Cut off on the baseline, kick it out to Kissinger. It bounces off her knee, but Brooke picks it up after Jamie couldn't handle it, and then a reach-in foul going to be called on Ravenna. That'll be their third team foul. And the individual foul is on Kaylin Bastet, her first. Minden ball underneath their own hoop. Kicking into the corner to Bauer. Bauer dribbles to the paint. Good bounce pass to Kissinger. Jamie wraparound no good. Got her own rebound back up and in. Kissinger now with 6 points and 5 rebounds. And Minden with back-to-back buckets regains the lead 16-15 a minute into the second quarter. Back cut to Bastet. She's too well covered. The ball's knocked away by Nelson, and Ravenna turns it over. Up the floor they come. Left baseline. Kissinger shoots and scores. Brooke doesn't even have that ball in her hand for more than a half a second, and a timeout will be called by Ravenna. So Minden comes out and hits 3 quick buckets and takes their biggest lead of the basketball game. The score, with 6:38 to go first half, is 18-15 in favor of Minden. We'll be back after this.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden, relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small-town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Along with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Ravenna. Out of the Blue Jay timeout, they now trail 18-15 as Minden rattle off 3 straight buckets, and the ball going to be tipped around and out of bounds. Update from Albion at halftime, it's Boone Central 22 and Hastings St. Cecilia 19 in girls action. The number one team in C1, who is the only team to beat Minden, and St. Cecilia, the defending state champions. That can be heard on 1230 AM KHAS and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Back cut Pekka from Zorb. Missed the layup, though. And the rebound brought down by Brooke Kissinger. And she'll bring the ball off the floor and give it off to Bauer. Bauer's going to hit one in traffic. And now Minden seems to have things clicking a little bit. The 6-point deficit has turned into a 5-point lead here. 15. Kaylin Bastet in the backcourt going to be called for the carry. The ball was tipped away, and then Bastet, not on the first dribble after the tip, but on the second one, had it go up above her shoulder, and we have seen that happen to her before. She's just 5'2". She's trying to get around some of these taller defenders. And she, I don't know if you'd call it a powerful dribble, but when she does, that ball will come up right around her, I guess you'd say, armpit area. And if it gets any higher than that, they're going to call that carry all the time. So Minden has it. Jamie Kissinger, top of the key, 3, and it is good. 7 in the quarter, 9 in the game, and Minden has unloaded here, 11 points in just over 2 minutes in the second quarter, and it is 23-15. Ravenna has to make sure they don't panic, though. Zorb with the basketball. There's a lot of game left. Back up top to Dinas, and Liz will king it over to Shermer. Now to Pekka into the paint. They just can't get anything in the paint because of the height disadvantage they have and Minden's good defense. So Zorb will hold the ball. They'll reset, give it to Shermer. One dribble left side to Pekka. And Minden comes out and guards him 23 feet away from the hoop. Now Sydney Kuchera against Bauer. Off to Zorb. Zorb to the baseline. And she's going to be fouled by Bailey Peterson. Peterson blocked the shot, but she did what so many maybe younger kids will do. And I know that Bailey's a senior. You block the shot, but you put the other hand on the hip to get up there and block it. And that's exactly what they call them. And so J.C. Zorb will go to the line trying to get her first point of the game, and she'll miss the first free throw. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, a preview of the boys' game, the Battle of Unbeatens, and we will also give you a look at the first half stats of our girls' game. Already a great crowd on hand. I wouldn't dilly-dally around if you're coming to the boys' game because there's not a whole lot of room left as the second free throw is up and in. For Zorb, I'm not saying there isn't any room. I'm just saying I wouldn't wait until 7:42 to come walking in the gym door. 23-16 in favor of the Minden Whippets. And they have the ball into the front court. Emily Nelson kicks it back out to Sydney Stadler, who entered during that free throw. Finke's back in. Force it inside. Bauer, good catch and a two-footer up and in. When Minden gets it inside, they are very short shots in Bauer with six. And they've had some very nice passes so far. McDowell, not sure whether she can dribble the ball, needs some help, gives it to Bassnett. Nelson went for the steal, couldn't get it, so now Bassnett fires the three and hits it. Kaylin Bassnett with her second three. And if my numbers are right, Ravenna's 4-for-4 in the game beyond the arc. 25-19, 4.5 to go. Here's a nice drive by Kissinger. She gives the bounce pass off. And a foul going to be called before Sydney Stadler can get the shot away. And let's see what Kirby Wells has to say. The foul is going to be on Carissa Finke, her first, team's fourth. Minden ball underneath their own hoop, leading by eight. 4:26 to go, first half. Jamie Kissinger to throw it in, lobs it up top to Brooke. Guarded by Bassnett and the Jays man-to-man. Now tries to make the pass to Kissinger. Jamie, some confusion, the ball deflected. Jamie gets it, but her shot is no good. And Gracie McDowell gets her first rebound. Now in the backcourt, it's stolen away, and Bauer missed the layup. And McDowell gets the rebound, and Bauer fouled her. And I was just going to say, McDowell is one of the leaders on this team in rebounding. Even though she's just 5'6", she's still one of the tallest players on the squad. For Hallie Bauer, that'll be her first foul, sixth team foul. And Ravenna will take it out, facing full court pressure. Minden had a chance to go up by nine there, but missed the layup off the turnover. Inbound to Finke, and Jamie Kissinger is on her, and Finke thinks that she can dribble it up the floor, does, tries to kick it to the trailer, and Bauer was sneaking around back there. Usually you don't have a defender when there's a trailer, but Bauer made the steal. Now Jamie Kissinger for three in the right-hand corner is no good, and McDowell, three consecutive rebounds up to Finke, two on two around the defense, and throws it up way too hard. And it comes clanking off the glass to Sydney Stadler. Minden to the other way. Bauer bounce pass to Brooke Kissinger. Backs up from an eight-footer. No good. Bauer rebound. Back up and in. 8 points for Hallie Bauer. 27-18. Minden by nine. And that's their largest lead of the ball game. 3.5 to go here, second quarter. They'll have to slow it down to Pekka. Out to Finke. Open three. And it's good. They're 5-for-5 from beyond the arc. Carissa Finke with 11 points, and that's what's keeping Ravenna in the game right now. 27-21, Minden. Up top, Sydney Stadler, top of the arc. All over her is Zorb. Stadler pushes off. Zorb goes to the floor. There's no call, but it doesn't matter. Minden throws it away. Their first turnover of the quarter. Into the ballgame, Dinas and Kuchera and Shermer. Staying in, Pekka and Zorb for Ravenna. Now for Minden, it will be Allison Hollanders coming in. So she's in there with both of the Kissingers, Bauer and Stadler. 3 minutes to go here in the first half. It is Minden 27, Ravenna 21, girls portion of our doubleheader tonight on KKPR-FM. Pekka picture dribble up between the circles, gives it to Zorb, who comes up into the air to grab it to Shermer, has a look at a three, decides not to take it. Now uses her dribble up top to Zorb, bad pass, but Zorb's able to grab it. Now on the dribble, comes into the paint, into the double team, out to Pekka. Ball fake, comes to the free throw line, put it up too strong. Ball tipped around, and Dinas tips the rebound to herself. And another opportunity here for the Ravenna Lady Jays. They'll reset Shermer, top of the key, three, and almost banked it in. It was that strong. Rebound brought down by Hollinger, and she will be fouled. That's the first three-pointer that Ravenna has missed in the ballgame. They are 5 of 6, and the foul here is going to be called on Liz Dinas. Her first, team's fifth. 2:25 to go here before the half. 27-21 Minden. Stuttered hurdle into the front court. Brooke Kissinger gives it off to Jamie. Back cut Bauer. I don't know how that got in there, and a walk's going to be called as she ran over the top of Dinas, who was set. Joe Wells right on top of that one. Good call there. Bauer, I don't know how she caught it to begin with. She was well defended, but that just shows you the talent these two teams have. Ravenna basketball. They'll get it in to Pekka. And her pass is stolen away by Kissinger. She goes underneath the Bauer, and Ravenna had to foul. Boy, that pass looked like it was intended for Brooke Kissinger, the way that she was able to step in front and make the steal. That is the 12th Ravenna turnover, 6 in each quarter, but there's still 2:12 to go here in the second quarter. The foul was called on Zorb, her first, and at the line to shoot two will be Bauer. These are the first free throws of the game for Minden, and Bauer hits it. 7 of the quarter, 9 of the game for Hallie Bauer. Just like Jamie Kissinger, it was 12-12 at the end of one. It's 28-21 now, Minden. They scored 11 points in just about 2 minutes to start the quarter. Second free throw, Bauer too strong. It rattles out, no good. Kuchera will grab her second rebound. To Shermer, and up into the front court come the James. Swings it over to Pekka. One dribble, back out Finke, well out between the circles. Guarded there by Brooke Kissinger to Zorb. Zorb has some room, gets around the defender, but missed the layup. They've got in there a couple times, but haven't been able to finish. And Emily Nelson gets the rebound. Outlet pass Brooke Kissinger all the way to the rack. The one-hand runner is good. 10 for Kissinger, and it is 30-21, the lead right back to 9. Zorb into the front court with a minute 35 to go here in the first half. Over to Finke. Pekka trying to post up. Had a little room. They didn't get it to her. Now Finke tries and lost the handle and is going to be called for the carry. Just as she got around, the defender tried to make that quick 90-degree angle turn towards the hoop, and the ball didn't come with her. Turnover number 13 for Ravenna. 90 seconds to go here in the first half. 30-21 Minden. Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report is coming up, so stay with us here on Classic Hits. Also at halftime, Boone Central's girls led St. Cecilia 22-19. Brooke Kissinger's three, too strong. Followed her shot, but Kaylin Bassnett got the rebound and then trying to get away from Kissinger. They're going to call her for the travel. Or no, they're going to call the foul. Okay, they are going to call the foul. That looked like that was more of a likely call than the travel, but they pointed Minden's way. The foul will be on Brooke Kissinger, her second. And that'll put Kaylin Bastin at the line to shoot the 1-1. Her first free throw attempts of the ball game. She's hit 2 threes so far. And the sophomore puts the first one up and in. Bastin will earn the bonus. 30-22. And the second free throw is up. And it is too strong, no good. Rebound brought down by Jamie Kissinger, her sixth. A minute 10 to go, and Kissinger gets by Finke into the front court. They've got the 5-on-4. Baseline, Bauer, nice drive, left baseline, but missed the short jumper. Then I think they're going to call her over the back. And for Bauer, that'll be her second personal foul. We'll walk to the other end and shoot the 1-1. Sydney Kuchera will be at the line looking for her first point of the basketball game. Back in is Pekka for Ravenna. And if Kuchera makes the free throws, Zorb will come in for her. 30-22, says our scoreboard. And the free throw by Kuchera is on the way, and it is good. I think I marked down a 3, and that actually was a 2. We'll have to double-check on that. Second free throw is also good for Kuchera. 30-24, a minute 3 to go here in the first half. Minden's lead is at 6. They trailed most of the first quarter, then immediately took the lead in the second quarter. Got it up to 9, and right now it's back at 6. In the front court, Hollinger with it on the left wing. Weak side there, looking for the cutter up top. Jamie Kissinger straightaway 3, banging around, won't go. Hollinger fights for the rebound, but can't quite tip it to herself. And Pekka will grab the loose ball. In trouble in the backcourt. There's bodies on the floor. The ball is grabbed by Bassnett. Up the floor, 3-on-2. Bassnett bounce pass is kicked. What a scrum we had for that one. And when it's all said and done, Ravenna will get it underneath their own hoop. And checking in for Minden is Elizabeth Grams. 36 seconds remaining here in the quarter. Brooke Kissinger has two fouls, so she goes to the bench. Hallie Bauer still in there with two, so she's got to be careful. Peckett to throw it in for the Jays. Finds Zorba the right elbow into the paint, takes that extra step and draws the foul. And Zorb will go to the line and shoot two free throws. With 34 seconds remaining, the foul is on Allison Hollander. And it's her first, ninth team foul. Zorb, one of two at the line. Was there a little earlier this quarter. The free throw is up and no good. Ravenna, in this game, has 2 2-point field goals. I think three. I wrote a three in my book. That must have been a two. And I think they're all from Finke. Second free throw on the way, and it is in and out, no good. Rebound slapped into the hands of Finke, but she puts it up too strong. Then it goes to Bassnett. They'll kick it out to Zorb, to McDowell for three. It's off the mark, no good. And finally it comes down to Bauer. Outlet pass into the front court. Tried to take it in, Brooke Kissinger. Missed it. Rebound, McDowell. Many chances Ravenna had last trip and couldn't cash in. 12 seconds to go and a half. But a chance to cut it to three or four here. 8 seconds to go. Right side, Zorb. She'll take the three. It is way off the mark. And the ball comes down to Jamie Kissinger. They'll get a shot at the horn. And that is the end of the first half of play. And it's been entertaining at the half. The Minden Whippets, 30. And the Ravenna Blue Jays, 24. You're listening to High School Basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this timeout.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
And welcome back to High School Basketball. Here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda, our producer engineer, Stacy Johns. These are the kind of nights you love to come out. You love to cover the high school athletics no matter when it is. But this is a special night. C1 versus C2. They're not conference rivals. They aren't even 20 miles away from each other. But it is a good trip. Minden and Ravenna. The boys' game will be a battle of unbeatens, and the girls' game is two rated teams, 10-1 Minden, 9-2 Ravenna, and at the half, Minden leads it 30-24. And this is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County. For business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. Another big girls game going on tonight in Albion. They're underway in the third quarter, but at halftime it was Boone Central 22 and Hastings St. Cecilia 19. That game can be heard on the AM dial on 1230 KHAS or on the web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. It shows you all the games we're broadcasting every day. You just click on the game you want to hear, no matter where you are, and you can hear that contest. It's a busy week here on Classic Hits. Thursday and Friday, we're going to swing back over to the Fort Kearney Conference. On Thursday, Elm Creek is at Axtell, scheduled to begin at 6:15. Same thing on Friday, 6:15 start, when Pleasanton will be playing at Amherst. And, of course, that is a big FKC rivalry. On 12:30, and then on Saturday, don't want to forget Saturday, Hastings St. Cecilia is at Kearney Catholic. Afternoon basketball, girls at 2:30, and the boys at 4:15. On ESPN 1460 Thursday night, you'll be able to hear Kearney Catholic hosting St. Paul from Cope Coliseum. course, our boys' game still to come here, and you take a look at the two teams that are going to be battling, and they've been tested a little bit, and we had a chance to talk to Coach Shannon Lovett of Minden on yesterday's Doug and Daddy show. We chatted earlier this season with Ravenna boys basketball coach Paul Baronic, and we've seen Ravenna play quite a few games already this year. In fact, Ravenna was very fortunate to get out of Kearney Catholic with a win. They trailed the whole game, and Connor Baronic had to hit a three with 3 seconds to go in regulation just to force the first overtime. Then David Squires hit a three with 3 seconds in overtime to force the second overtime. And Kearney Catholic ended up falling to Ravenna 69-65, and that is by far Ravenna's closest ball game of the year. They were extremely impressive in the second half last week against Donovan Trumbull, holding the eighth-ranked team in C2 to 11 points in that win, and they have begun to put up a lot of points. They have all but the Gretna game, who was ranked third in Class B, scored 69 points or more. And, of course, that 69 was in double overtime, but the only game they didn't score 69 or more was against Gretna when they won it 52-43. Now, for Minden, there might have been a couple of teams on their schedule, like a Grand Island Central Catholic, that's not off to the kind of start that you've seen year in and year out. Their game against Ogallala was postponed. I don't think a lot of people realized how much improved Southern Valley was going to be. And when that first night of scores came out and Southern Valley played Minden's girls and boys tough into the fourth quarter, there was a little high opener. But both of those teams have ended up playing well, and the Southern Valley boys are 9-3. And the closest game for Minden was against Aurora, their third game of the year at home, 52-47. Aurora is the only team to score more than 40 points in the nine contests against Minden. And they have come through a run here where they beat Adams Central, Bennington, and Valentine in three of their last four games. Tonight they've got unbeaten Ravenna. Then they have Hastings, St. Paul, and Holdridge. Later on this year, they play Gothenburg and, of course, Gretna. And they'll probably see either Gothenburg or Valentine in the championship of the Southwest Conference Tournament. Gothenburg right now 9-1 and Valentine 7-2. Both teams have some depth. Both teams have some superstars. Should be an outstanding boys' game. But we're going to take a look at the numbers in the girls' game in a moment. It's 30-24. Minden leads at the half, and we'll be right back.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
You're headed in the right direction for service savings and selection.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the numbers we have here in the first half. First off for Ravenna, Cassie Schirmer has a rebound. Kaylin Bassnett, 6 points and 4 rebounds. Alisa Pekka, 4 points and a rebound. Gracie McDowell, 4 rebounds. Sydney Kuchera hit a pair of free throws for her 2 points. She has 2 rebounds. Liz Dinas, 2 rebounds. JC Zorb, 1 point, 1 rebound. And Carissa Finke leads the way with 11 points and 2 rebounds. 6 rebounds in the first quarter, 11 in the second quarter. Free throw shooting, 2 of 3 in the first quarter, 4 of 8 in the second quarter. 3-point shooting, 2 of 2 in the first quarter, and 2 of 5 in the second quarter. We originally said that Ravenna had hit their first 5, but that last one was a 2-pointer, they say, instead of a 3. Turnovers, Ravenna 6 in the first quarter and 7 in the second. Foul situation, nobody has more than one. Blue Jays had 12 points in each quarter and at the half, 24 points, 17 rebounds, 6 of 11 from the free throw line, 4 of 7 from 3-point land, and 13 turnovers for Ravenna. We'll look at the first half numbers for Minden right after this.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. the hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town and Country Bank.
And we are back here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the first half numbers now here for the Minden Whippets. They've only had four players score. Brooke Kissinger leads the way with 10 points and a rebound. Allie Bauer, 9 points, 3 rebounds. Emily Nelson has a rebound. Allison Hollinger has a rebound. Jamie Kissinger, 9 points and a game-high 7 rebounds. Bailey Peterson, 2 points and a rebound. And Sydney Stadler, 2 rebounds. 7 rebounds in the first quarter, 9 in the second. They've only been to the line one time. They're 1 of 2. 3-point shooting, 2 of 5 in the first quarter, 1 of 4 in the second quarter. Turnovers for Minden, 6 in the first quarter, but they cut that down to 2 in the second quarter. Foul situation, Brooke Kissinger and Hallie Bauer, along with Bailey Peterson, all have 2. 12 points in the first quarter, 18 in the second. At the half, Minden, 30 points, 16 rebounds, 1 out of 2 at the free throw line, 3 of 9 from three-point land, and 8 turnovers. At the half, 10-1 Minden leads 9-2 Ravenna, 30-24. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next on Classic Hits.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, look, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
With producer engineer Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here at Ravenna, where Minden will get the ball to start the second half, but Finke will make the steal. Go to the other end, and she is going to be fouled on the way up by Brooke Kissinger, who thought she got a lot of the basketball. And she did get a lot of the basketball, but our official says she also got a little bit of the wrist. And Carissa Finke, who has a game-high 11 points, will go to the line to shoot two. And Ravenna is going to have to shoot very well from the free throw line in the second half if they hope to pull the upset, and Finke missed the first one. She was 1 of 1 in the first half for 11 points. Second free throw down for Finke. On the way, and it won't go. Rebound brought down by Bailey Peterson. So that turnover and steal on the first offensive possession for Minden didn't hurt him at all. Into the front court with it. Kissinger gives it to Nelson. She stays in there with the three fouls, by the way, to Jamie Kissinger. Right elbow, 15-footer, no good. Rebound falls into the hands of Elisa Pekka. Tries to stay away from the trap. Throws through it to McDowell into the front court. They get it to Finke into the corner to Zorb. Zorb sagging on her. She wants the three. Instead, she's going to drive on Peterson, kick it up top, Bassnett for three. It's way short. McDowell does grab the loose ball, and then the outlet pass is knocked away, plus a foul goes along with it. Has to be pretty fine tonight for either team. We've seen a lot of those back-to-back mistakes. The foul this time is on Finke. That'll be her first. Back over to Minden. We've played a minute here in the third quarter, and nobody has scored yet. And a timeout going to be called by Minden. Bailey Peterson had the ball out towards midcourt and had already used her dribble. So Coach Rick Cremosta says, I got a timeout. In fact, I got them all, so I just will use one here. 7:03 to go in the third quarter to play. It's still 30-24. Minden on top at Ravenna. In other action going on, it has been a good one in Albion. Hastings St. Cecilia was down by 10 at the end of the first quarter. Cut it to 3 at halftime, but now Boone Central and St. Cecilia are tied at 31 at the end of the third quarter of play. So a great game going on up in Albion against the number one team this year and the defending state champion. So we're back to action here. And the basketball will belong to Brooke Kissinger. She drives down the middle of the lane. Finger roll sets on the rim. No good. It sat there so long that Jamie Kissinger got in there and grabbed the rebound. Her eighth. Now she'll come out. Now she'll drive. Now she'll score. 11 for Jamie Kissinger. Brought it all the way back out and then decided he'll take it right back at the hoop. 32-24 Minden. Their biggest lead has been 9. They currently lead it by 8. Ravenna's biggest lead was 6 when they jumped out to an 8-2 lead, and Ravenna throws it into their own bench. 15th turnover now for the Lady Jays compared to 9 in the ball game for Minden. And they waste no time getting it into Brooke Kissinger. Don't forget the Battle of Unbeatens. The boys' game is coming up next here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, and the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Long 3, Brooke Kissinger. It is too strong. Out of the backside, rebound comes down to Zorb. Zorb pushes it all the way up into the left-hand corner. Then as she turns, Bauer steals the ball away. Halley into the front court, 1-on-2. Now hits the trailer. Kissinger, Jamie scores and is fouled. Chance at a three-point play for Kissinger. And Minden has been very sneaky here. Even when Ravenna seems to drive by him, they pop that ball away from behind. A foul is called on McDowell. That'll be her first. And for the first time tonight, Minden leads by double digits, 34-24. And a chance to make it 11 here for Jamie Kissinger, who has both buckets here to start the second half for the Whippets. And the free throw is on the way, and it is no good. And the rebound, J.C. Zorb. Trying to knock it away was Bailey Peterson. The Ravenna fans wanted an over back call, but they did not get it. Zorb into the front court again, puts her back to the basket, but hits Shermer on a back cut. Her shot from 8 is no good. And the rebound is brought down by Jamie Kissinger. Up the floor they come. Baseline Nelson, back out Kissinger. Reverse it over to Hollinger. One dribble it into the corner to Bauer. Necessarily a three-point shooter. Good back cut underneath the Kissinger, and she'll lay it up and in. Paul Veronik would have to smile on that one. You don't see the girls run a back cut as effective as Minden just did. 36-24, a 6-0 run to start the third quarter. And Coach Jeff Dober is going to take a timeout. He'll have 2 remaining. So Minden got off to a good start in the second quarter. They've got off to a good start here in the third quarter. 5:19 to go. Third quarter, Minden 36 and Ravenna 24.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does it best.
And again, we want to thank the many fine sponsors from the communities of Minden and Ravenna especially, and the ones that are always with us for a great high school basketball, as Ravenna now has to dig themselves out of a 12-point hole, 36-24, as Minden scores the first 6 of the second half. Sydney Kuchera is in the game, Liz Dinas is in the game, Shermer's in the game, and the pass is stolen away again. That's Jamie Kissinger up the floor, then she dribbles it off her foot, picks it back up, gives it to Bauer, baseline jumper is up and in. Minden can shoot the basketball, and Halle Bauer makes it 38-24, an 8-0 run. Ravenna basketball, they need something here. Zorb's wide open, but she doesn't take the shot. She dribbled to the free throw line and then got picked up into the corner to Dinas. 4:40 to go here in the third quarter of play. Ravenna looking for their first points, and they're not going to get them here. They throw it away. Fifth turnover of the quarter. Ravenna's depth may not be up to Minden's depth, but Minden not going quite as deep on their bench. Just a couple of kids have come in and played significant minutes, where Ravenna has used, I guess, 3 so far. They've been running 8. Minden's been running 7 for the most part. And into the ballgame, Bauer brings it across the timeline to Hollinger. She gives it off the right side, stepping in front. Finke knocks the ball away, but then I think they're going to call Carissa for the foul because she never got it cleanly. And that will be her third personal foul. Third foul of the half on the chains. Minden ball underneath their own hoop. Kissinger to throw it in. Left-hand corner, ball fake Bauer. One dribble, 12-footer, good. Halle Bauer with 13 points. Beautiful looking jump shot. Whatever she decides to do after high school, she's going to be good at it. Shermer with the basketball trapped in the backcourt. Ravenna throws it away again. They are not communicating. And that's what is going to be frustrating to a coach, that they are not communicating. And you're going to get another timeout here. Coach Jeff Dober knows it's now or never. He'll have one timeout remaining with 4:11 to go in the third quarter of play. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll take it with him. It's 40-24, Minden.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Now the Minden Lady Whippets, 10-1, ranked second in a Lincoln Journal Star in Class C1 today. They have started the second half on a 10-0 run to go up 16, 40-24. And Ravenna, who hit four threes in the first half, have not been able to hit anything so far in the first 4 minutes of the second half. And it is Minden basketball after the Ravenna turnover into the corner. Kissinger, Jamie can't get it to go. Threes aren't necessarily falling for Minden, but they don't have to. Peck a rebound. Baseball pass to the other end. Deflected to Finke, who makes the layup. Probably a good thing the ball did get deflected, because Finke would have been well guarded. And Carissa with 13 points gets the first bucket of the second half for Ravenna. And at the other end, Hallie Bauer took too long. Once she was passing and running at the same time, took an extra step and turned the ball over. But Bauer has 13. Jamie Kissinger has 15 for Minden. 28 of their 40 points and 10 more for Kissinger. Here's Finke for three in the left-hand corner. Back-to-back buckets for Ravenna. They're going to try and hang in there. 40-29, Minden. Jamie Kissinger up the floor. They handle it so well for 5'9", 5'10 guards. Sophomores play on numerous summer teams, some top-of-the-line all-star teams. Hollinger swings it right side. Bauer, they open the lane. She spins in, puts it up, and scores. And Bassnett got her on the arm. Foul number two on Bassnett. And a chance for a three-point play here for Hallie Bauer. I don't know. Hallie might be one of the most underrated female high school athletes in the state of Nebraska. She is so solid. And the free throw on the way, and it is in. She completes the three-point play, 7 in the quarter, 16 in the game, 43-29 Minden. 3:10 to go, third quarter of play. Here on Classic Hits and PlantRiverPreps.com, Pekka stutter dribble into the front court. Minden's done a good job keeping her quiet offensively. Finke back up top to Zorb. Zorb not an outside shooter, wants to drive. They try to give her some room here on Peterson, but she gives the ball up. Back over to Finke, guarded by Bauer. Swings it over to Zorb on the left wing. Zorb dribbles to the high post, looks for the back cut, but it's covered by Nelson. And now a double dribble on Zorb when she really wasn't guarded all that tight. And all the Ravenna folks kind of looking around going, what happened? What happened is the 7th turnover of the quarter and 20th of the game on Ravenna, which we said at the top of the broadcast. Three-pointers, both teams, and Ravenna's ability to handle the pressure were going to be the keys to the game, and both teams have hit some threes, but Ravenna has not been able to handle the pressure. Now they're forcing some turnovers and may have just got another one here as they get a jump ball, and the arrow points the way of Ravenna as Minden couldn't handle that entry pass down to the low block left side cleanly, and the jump is called. Kuchera back in for Ravenna. And Ravenna will throw it in. Minden gets a chance to put on that full court pressure. Baseball pass, Peck is open at the other end. It's a little underthrown, but she gets it. She goes in. There's contact, but she scores. And Elisa Pekka with her first bucket since the first quarter. She's got 6 in the game. 43-31, Minden the other way. Brooke Kissinger down the floor. Gives it off to Peterson. Can't handle it, but does save it to Bauer, whose 12-footer is good. Man, they're jump shots after jump shots after jump shots. And after the made bucket, a timeout by Minden coach Rick Cremosta. 2:14 to go, third quarter of play. Minden 45, Ravenna 31 on Classic Hits.
People you know, community people. People you know, community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Mendon Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Jim continues to fill up for our battle of unbeaten on the boys' side, but they're seeing some good girls' basketball as well. Out of the timeout, it is Ravenna ball. Minden called the timeout after their make. 45-31 Minden, 2:05 to go here in the third quarter. Finke up top. Again, both teams running man-to-man. Finke to Zorb, who picks up her dribble on the right elbow, needs some help, dumps it into the corner to Kuchera, who popped out to take the pass. Kaliz Dinas. Dinas guarded by Hollinger. She can dribble. Finally, she does. She was right on that five-second count. Gives it off to Zorb. Zorb looks for the back cut, finds her player, Finke, but her shot is partially blocked by Peterson. Then on the loose ball, we're going to get a tie-up, and the arrow will point the way of Minden with a minute 38 to go here in the third quarter of play. Substitutions back on the floor. And for Ravenna, McDowell, Pekka, Kuchera, Finke, and Baznet. For Minden, both of the Kissingers, Bauer, along with Hollinger and Bailey Peterson. And Brooke brings the ball into the front court. She's working Kaylin Baznet ragged into the lane. And the ball popped away from behind, sticking her finger in there and getting the poke away is Finke. Fourth turnover of the quarter, 12th of the game for Minden. Still 45-31. Ravenna hoping they can get a little run in here in the last 90 seconds to get close for the fourth quarter. McDowell up top. Finke wide open right side, backs up for the three. It's good. Oh, they only gave her a two. They only gave her a two, but she's got seven of the quarter and 18 of the game. 45-33, a minute to go in the third quarter. Boy, Brooke Kissinger can dribble behind the back, get by the defender. They hand it off to Bauer, comes crashing to the lane, leaves it off inside, and Finke, who tried to block the shot of Peterson, will be called for her fourth personal foul. And Finke, the game's leading scorer with 18 points. Well, are they gonna put it up on Stadler or Kuchera, excuse me? They're going to put it on Kuchera. There's a break. Sydney Kuchera, if you're a Ravenna fan, that's a break. As the free throw is no good by Bailey Peterson, she has one bucket of the ball game. Second free throw now coming up. And it is no good. Rebound, though, an offensive one. Pulled down by Bauer. Her pass is deflected out of bounds. Kissinger trying to get it in on a baseline. She actually walked, and then she threw it away. Finke up the floor, not paying attention to the Wolf, and it's tipped away from behind. But they say that Minden didn't grab it cleanly either. So after that little display of non-basketball skill, it will be Ravenna ball underneath their own hoop. And Pekka to throw it in, 42 seconds to go in the quarter, 45-33 Minden, and they get it to Zorb, crashes in, draws the foul, she'll go to the line. She caught it and shot it all in one motion as she was headed towards the hoop. And the foul will be on Bailey Peterson, her third and only the second of the half on Minden. Zorb's free throw is no good. And Ravenna is 0 of 3 in the quarter, 6 of 14 in the game. And free throw shooting this year as a team is only 51% for Ravenna. Second free throw, dancing around, but at least this one goes in for Zorb. And JC now with 2 points in the basketball game, 2 of 6 at the line, 45-34, Minden by 11. Brooke Kissinger, or Jamie, brings it left side, tries to hit the cutter, Bauer, and Zorb steals it away. JC up the floor, doesn't have numbers, comes to a jump stop to Shermer, open three, Cassie fires and hits it. First bucket of the ball game for Cassie Shermer, and it's into single digits. 45-37, Brooke Kissinger pushes it up the floor. The 16-point lead is down to 8. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Nelson up top to Bauer between the circles. Hallie got it up top there by McDowell. 5 seconds, and we're going to have maybe an illegal screen. There's somebody on the floor. Either they pushed through the screen and got the foul, or it's an illegal screen because Peterson ended up on the floor. They're going to call the foul on Ravenna. Cassie Shermer trying to shove her way through the screen. That is 6 fouls, but it does make Minden take it out of bounds with 4 seconds to go. It'll be on the side. So Jamie Kissinger will throw it in, look for her to throw it to somebody and get the ball right back. Let's find out if that's what they do. Up to Brooke. Brooke, one dribble to the right, comes inside, 17-footer, too strong, and that's the end of the third quarter of play. But after being up 16, Minden's lead is only 8. Minden 45, Ravenna 37. You're listening to High School Hoops on Classic Hits.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, a repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
And we head to the fourth quarter of our girls' game. Boys' game will follow. 9-0 Minden at 10-0 Ravenna. Right now, 10-1 Minden girls leading 9-2 Ravenna, 45-37. We head to the fourth quarter. Ravenna ball. Can they cut it back to 6? No. The ball will be stolen away at midcourt. What a play by Kissinger to save the basketball. Drives in, ran out of room. The ball is off of Ravenna. It was 6 at the half. Minden took it out to 16. Ravenna has cut it to 8. They are 6 of 10 from three-point land, led by Carissa Finke with 18. Minden gets it into the corner. Bauer, her shot partially blocked in there by Elisa Pekka, and the ball picked up by Ravenna, and they throw it away. That is the 22nd turnover for the Blue Jays, and lately some of them are very unforced. Minden has 14 turnovers. They are led by Hallie Bauer with 18, Jamie Kissinger with 15, Brooke Kissinger with 10. Those three have 43 of the 45 points for Minden. Minden is 3 of 11 from three-point land, 6 of 10 for Ravenna. Hallie Bauer up top, gives it off to Emily Nelson. Top of the key, back over to Bauer. They're trying to post up Peterson. She's got the double team back in the corner to Bauer. The three-pointer is on the way, and nothing but net for Hallie Bauer, her first three of the game and 21 total points. 48-37, big shot there to get Minden some more comfortable breathing room here early in the fourth quarter. Zorb, top of the circle, thought about the three, squared up, didn't take it. Gives it off to Basnett, dangerous pass to McDowell, and it's so wide she walked with the basketball. Ravenna, 3 turnovers in the first minute, and all, as we said earlier, kind of unforced. And by unforced, just not getting to where they need to be. It wasn't like Minden came in and stole the basketball as they did the first time, as they threw it right to Brooke Kissinger. And now driving in, the layup is going to be no good for Brooke, but she'll go to the line and shoot 2. And that is the 7th team foul, so free throws the rest of the way, and now 4 fouls on Carissa Finke. So for Brooke Kissinger, her first trip to the line, hasn't scored in the second half and misses that free throw. St. Cecilia hits a last second and upsets Boone Central 47-44. They were down 10 at the end of the first quarter, but Hastings St. Cecilia beats Boone Central tonight 47-44, hitting the last second three-pointer. What a game there. The boys' game will follow on 1230 KHAS. Here, Brooke Kissinger hits the second free throw to make it 49-37. And up the floor, we're going to get a hand check foul, it looks like, on Minden. Minden has got off to a quick start in the second, third, and now the fourth quarters. This will be just the third foul of the half on the Whippets, and it's going to be on Hollander, her second. Ravenna ball in the front court, trailing by 12. They've trailed ever since the start of the second quarter when we are knotted up at 12. They got a bucket, and we're up 15-12, and then an 11-point run put on by Minden. Driving in, Zorb gets through the double team but missed the layup. Ravenna is so worried about getting through that they missed the layup. It's happened numerous times. Kissinger down the floor to Bauer, and Bauer puts it up and puts it in. 23 for Halley, and it's 51-47. Finke in the right-hand corner. Bounce pass gets it to Zorb. Now goes in with a left hand and scores. Zorb's first field goal of the evening. She's got 4 points in the first points of the fourth quarter for Ravenna. 6 minutes to go. Minden 51 and Ravenna 39. Brooke Kissinger left alone, and then her bounce pass to Jamie gets away and out of bounds. Turnover Minden. And Sydney Kuchera re-enters the ball game here for the Ravenna Blue Jays. Bastet, Kuchera, Pekka, Finke, and Zorb will throw it in. Minden has Hollander, both of the Kissingers, Bauer, and Nelson. Haven't seen much of a change up there for Minden. See if anybody gets tired here down the stretch if this game gets close. Pekka dribbles into the trap. They only have one timeout left, and now a foul going to be called on Minden. And it looks like it's on Jamie Kissinger. She reached one too many times, and that'll be her first foul. Fourth foul of the half on Minden. Don't forget at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the breaks downtown Kearney Center. Ravenna basketball, right elbow. Pekka looks for the back cut, but it's covered. They threw it anyway, and Brooke Kissinger is right there to grab the basketball. Jamie Kissinger, three in transition, rolls off the rim, no good. Rebound brought down by Sydney Kuchera, and off to the races come Ravenna. Fast net. Avoids the double team to Finke. Long three, Carissa. It's in. The seventh three and 21 of the game for Finke. It's 51-42. The lead now under 10 again. Brooke Kissinger down the middle of the floor. Kicks it to Bauer, left corner. Back up to Jamie Kissinger. Nearly walked. Back out to Brooke. Brooke to the high post. Good pass to Hollander. Fade away from seven. Everything but go in. And the rebound by Zorb. Up the floor, Finke. Or excuse me, Pekka. Pekka back underneath Zorb. Backs her way in, and they call her for a travel. Fifth turnover of the quarter, 25th of the game on Ravenna. And right now, Minden has been able to keep enough of a lead that a mini run by Ravenna does not get them close enough. It's been 16, then back to 13, then back to 12. Right now, it's 9, and the ball belongs to the Whippets, looking for their 11th win of the season. Stutter dribble right side. And remember, they play St. Cecilia on Thursday night. Left wing, Kissinger, three. No good by Jamie. Rebound comes out long, and over the back, going to be called on Emily Nelson, trying to get the ball away from Liz Dinas. A heck of a run for St. Cecilia this week. Tonight, they played Boone Central. Tomorrow or Thursday, they play Minden. Saturday, they play at Kearney Catholic, the number 1, 2, and 3 teams in C1, and St. Cecilia is the defending champ in C2. And now they're up in C1. Ravenna basketball here, down by 9. They need a bucket. Pekka to Dinas. Minden trying to keep playing that good defense. Into the corner. Finke 3. It's off the iron. Won't go. Ball falls into Minden's hands. Good job by Brooke Kissinger to grab the loose ball. Up the floor to Bauer. She's fouled. The runner will not go. And Halley will go to the line and shoot 2. She's 2 of 3 at the line on a game high. 23 points. Finke has 21 for Ravenna. We've seen some great individual performances already here since the holiday tournaments. The foul on Liz Dinas was her second. Free throw, Bauer, good. 6 in the quarter for Bauer. 52-42. And Bauer now with the second free throw on the way, and it's good. Halley has all but one of Minden's points here in the fourth quarter, and the lead is back to 11, 53-42, Minden, 4:10 to go in the game. Ravenna has one timeout left. Finke puts it down, hard charge into the paint, off the glass and in, tough shot, and Finke hits it. The team's leading scorer has almost doubled her average tonight. Now Dinah's trying to put some pressure on. Kissinger gets rid of it. They swing it over to Jamie. Jamie to the left baseline. And again, Finke had to let her go because she's got four fouls but didn't take the shot. Nelson wide open, doesn't take the shot. Brooke, a 22-footer. It's good. Big three by Brooke Kissinger to keep Ravenna at bay. 56-44, the lead back to 12. Into the middle of the lane, Pekka leaves it off for Finke. Missed the short jumper in traffic. Got it back, though, and scored. Finke is just playing incredible, maybe the best game of her high school career right now. She's got 7 of the quarter and 25 of the game. Emily Nelson back out top. It's a 10-point game. Minden's been scoring every possession, and they do again. 12-foot jumper by Jamie Kissinger. And head coach Rick Cremosta wants to call a timeout and give his girls a little bit of a rest. With 3:14 to go in the ball game, it is Minden 58 and Ravenna 46 here on Classic Hits 98.9.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Find an Aurora Co-op location near you for all you need to keep your everyday life running. Aurora Co-op is the place to stop. With pay at the pump, you can fill up when you need to 24/7. We appreciate all the athletes and coaches for your hard work in and out of the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go with it.
Doug Duden, our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, back here at Ravenna. Again, thanks to all the fine sponsors that allow us to bring you great high school basketball. It is Ravenna basketball, but they're down by 12. Every time they score in this quarter, Minden has answered. Into the corner, Finke, 19-footer is good. It's a two-pointer, they say. Finke with 9 in the quarter, 27 in the game, 58-48. Finke would like to play another three quarters. Up the floor comes Minden. Nelson on the right wing. Leaves it up top for Bauer. Bauer left-hand dribble into the paint. Dribbles it into the corner. Here's Kissinger for three more. This time it is Jamie. And she's got 20 in the ball game. Nobody missing right now. 61-48. And as we said, every time Ravenna makes one, Minden makes one. And sometimes it's a three to over-equalize. Bastet needs some help at a five-second count. 26 turnovers for Ravenna, and it just goes to Minden's outstanding defense, especially here in the fourth quarter. I've mentioned it two or three times. Again, simply somebody needed to come out and help Kaylin Bassnett out. Minden wasn't doing anything crazy, and nobody came up. Now Brooke Kissinger goes crashing into the lane and draws a charge. That'll be the fourth on Brooke Kissinger. She thought she saw a little room, decided to bring it all the way in, and that'll be her fourth personal foul. Zorb took the charge. But it's down to 2:19 to go and a 13-point lead for Minden. Ravenna basketball. Finke up the floor. Gets it to Pekka. Free throw shooting has not been good for either team in this game. Something to maybe keep in mind. Some contact away from the ball. They let it go. Pekka up top. Fakes the three. Comes into the paint. We get a hand check foul that waves off the layup that Pekka made. Ravenna would have rather had the bucket. And the foul is going to be on Bauer, it looks like. That'll be the third on Halley. And a 1-1 now for Elisa Pekka. She's 1 of 2 at the line, 6 points. With 2:04 remaining. In the game, Ravenna is 7 of 15 from the line, and they missed this one. It's 7 of 16. The rebound comes down to Jamie Kissinger, her 11th. Minden's 2 of 6 from the line. Brooke Kissinger shoots a 3, and it's good. You about want to say you don't want that shot at this point of the ball game, but if you're going to make it, what's it hurt? And that equals the largest lead of the night, 64-48. Minden with a big fourth quarter here. Ravenna in the hands of Bastet, a minute 40 to go. Gives it off to Zorb, comes into the paint, puts it up. It sits on the rim, won't go, but a foul will be called. And Zorb, who is just 2 of 6 from the line, will go back there to shoot a pair of free throws. On the season for Zorb, she is only a 33% free throw shooter, and so that's why she's 2 for 6. But she does make this one, as the foul was called on Emily Nelson, and that is her third. Zorb now with 5 points in the basketball game, but the second free throw spins on the rim, no good. Another rebound for Jamie Kissinger. That's a dozen to go along with her 20 points. Misco Sports postgame show coming up. Minute and a half to go. Emily Nelson, a 19-footer. It is up and in. Her first bucket of the ball game. And a timeout going to be called here by Ravenna coach Jeff Dober, is going to clear the bench with 1:23 remaining in the basketball game. What a display we've seen here tonight. It tells you how good Minden is, because Ravenna played pretty darn good except for the turnovers, and that shows you how good Minden is by forcing 26 of them so far. It's going to be a short timeout here because all Ravenna wanted to do was sub in. Minden, though, has to work on working the ball. It hurt them last year a couple of times. You can't be shooting three-pointers when you're up 15 with less than 2 minutes to go. You got to work the ball. And now both teams won't have to worry about that because they've cleared their benches. And it is Lady J basketball. Amy Johnson is in there along with Anna Ripp, Haley Lockhorn, Emily Dinas, and also on the floor is Emily Herbert, who has the ball at the top of the circle. Swings it over to Dinas. Emily goes left wing to Ripp. A minute 10 to go. Try and get you Minden's numbers when they get the ball. Hollinger is in there. She stabs at the ball, trying to get the loose ball. It's still loose, and it's still loose. And finally, it'll be grabbed by Ravenna all the way in the backcourt by Ripp, so they never did lose it. A minute to go, and now faking the jumper is going to be Dinas. Somebody just wants to get a shot away here. In for Minden, you got Elena Boudreau, Allie Rouse, as we said, Hollinger, who's been in, Carly Bauer, and now the ball knocked away by Bauer, and the steal is made, and she'll give it off to Rouse. Also in there is Elizabeth Grams for Minden. 30 seconds to go. Minden's going to go to 11-1. Ravenna with their third loss, all to state-rated teams. They'll go to 9-3, 20 seconds to go. Left corner to Grams. Back up top they'll go to Hollinger, to Boudreau. Will the second teamers get a shot? Boudreau says, I'm going to drive and scoop it up and in. Elena Boudreau, just the fifth whippet to score. 68-49 into the front court. With it is going to be Lockhorn. Herbert tries to get a shot away. It's going to be blocked by Hollinger, and that is the end of the basketball game. One of the finest girls basketball teams in all the area, the Minden Whippets, on the road, 68-49 over the Ravenna Lady Jays. And we'll be back with all the numbers right after this on KKPR.
People you know, community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us, Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC, community people you know.
Community people you know.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
And welcome back to Ravenna, where it is time for the Misco Sports post-game show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. The retail store is closing on January the 20th. Stop in for great savings, but Misco's will continue to serve the Central Nebraska schools, leagues, and clubs. Check it out at Misco's Sports. Stop by the store or call them for more information. Let's take a look now at the final stats in our girls' basketball game that had some real outstanding performances. We will start with the Ravenna Lady Jays. They had a total of six players score the basketball game. Cassie Schirmer hit a three-pointer, and she had one rebound. Kaylin Bassnett, 6 points, four rebounds. Alisa Pekka, 6 points, three rebounds, and a block. Gracie McDowell, five rebounds. Sydney Kuchera, 2 points, three rebounds. Liz Dinas, two rebounds. J.C. Zor, 5 points, four rebounds. But it was Carissa Finke tonight. She had a game-high 27 points and three rebounds. 17 rebounds in the first half, just eight in the second half. And a lot of that was due to the fact that the kids weren't missing. Free throw shooting, 6 of 11 in the first half, just 2 of 7 in the second half. Three-point shooting was good tonight for Ravenna, 4 of 7 of the first half and 3 of 5 in the second half. But turnovers, 13 of the first half and 14 in the second half. Ravenna had 24 points at halftime. They scored 25 in the second half. The Lady Jays finish with 49 points, 25 rebounds, 8 out of 18 at the free throw line, 7 of 12 from three-point land, one block, but 27 turnovers, and Ravenna will fall to 9-3 on the season. All three losses to state-rated teams in Kearney Catholic, Centura, and now Minden. Up next, Ravenna will play another state-rated team. They travel to unbeaten Shelton on Thursday, and then a week from tonight, they're at Perennial Power Sutton. We'll come back and look at the final numbers for Minden right after this timeout.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports postgame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Let's take a look now at the final numbers for Minden. They had a total of six players score, but scored 62 of the 68 points. First off, Brooke Kissinger, 17 points and two rebounds. Hallie Bauer led the way with 25 points and four rebounds. Emily Nelson, 2 points and a rebound. Allison Hollinger, one rebound, one block. Jamie Kissinger, 20 points, a game-high 12 rebounds, and a block shot. 2 points for Elena Boudreau. Bailey Peterson, 2 points, two rebounds, and a block. And Sydney Stadler had two rebounds. 16 rebounds in the first half, 8 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 1 of 2 in the first half, 4 of 8 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 3 of 9 in the first half, 4 of 8. In the second half, turnovers, 8 in the first half, and 7 in the second half. Minden had 30 points at halftime. They scored 38 in the second half, and the Whippets finished with 68 points, 24 rebounds, 5 out of 10 at the free throw line, 7 of 17 from three-point land, 2 block shots, and 15 turnovers. Number 2 Minden improves to 11-1 on the season with a 68-49 win over Ravenna. Up next for Minden, they will take on defending state champion Hastings St. Cecilia. That game is on Thursday, and you can hear both the Minden girls and the Minden boys that night play Hastings High, and you can hear those games on The Breeze 94.5 FM. Minden returns home 1 week from tonight to take on St. Paul. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the break to the downtown Kearney Center. Stop by today, and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. We'll take about a 10 to 12-minute break and then be back with the boys' game, the Battle of Unbeatens. C2, top-ranked Ravenna. C1, number 2 Minden. It's coming up next here on Classic Hits.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.